Do you know some of the parts of a fireplace? You've seen fireplaces, right? Do you know sort of the names of parts of them? For instance, what?
The hearth and they had andirons with them.
What is the hearth exactly? As best as you can.
Isn't that the part where that they used to put the big old kettles and stuff to cook in?
Okay. And the andirons is part of the hearth then, you said?
Well, the andirons was what that they had in front of it for a screen to go across.
Okay.
And I don't know if they considered the shovel that they cleaned the ashes and the brush and so forth as part of the andiron sets or not.
Okay.
I always thought they were.
Would the andirons be the same as the grate? Have you ever heard of people calling things the grates?
No, the grate was separate.
Okay. Is that what you would have heard that referred to as the grate?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever heard any of things called like fire dogs or iron dogs or anything like
Oh,
that?
now that's what I was calling andirons.
Okay, so that's something you might have heard people call dog irons and things like
Yes.
that. Okay. Do you know what a backlog is in connection with a fire?
Is that one that they put the logs in there to burn longer so that they can catch the others on fire?
Could be. What I've understood the backlog as being is a log that's set in the back that sort of reflects heat out, and then you would have a, as
No, I
opposed
have
to a
never heard it
front
called
log
that.
that would, okay. Do you know what kindling is in connection with a fire? What would that be? And what would you use around here for kindling?
Kindling would be the small pieces of wood to get the bigger logs to burn.
Okay, so maybe twigs or something.
And a lot of people around here use pine cones for that.
Oh, yeah, my mom used that too. What is the stuff that goes, well, let me ask you another part of the fireplace. What is the part, I think it's pretty essential that the smoke goes out of the.
The flue.
Okay. What about the sort of brick? Usually they're made out of brick, and you see them on houses that don't even have fireplaces. Would that be the flue, or is there another name for that?
No, the flue was the chimney, and you always had to have a damper in there, to adjust the how much air got in.
Okay.
And you always had soot.
Okay. Yeah, I bet you did. Maybe one of the reasons why you haven't had fireplaces, huh? There's another messy thing. It's the remains of the fire. What is that called around here? You have to scoop into them. Well, sometimes people have things on the back of a chimney that you can open up and pull it out that way. You know what I'm talking about? The white stuff that's left after.
Yeah, that's where the ash and. But I really don't know what they called it.
Okay. Do people typically have something, the fireplaces you've seen, something in back, like outside, that they can scoop a shovel into and take it out that way? Ah, so everybody took it out through the living room. That's messy. What is something that is built into, say, the wall of your bedroom and that you keep clothes in?
A closet?
Okay. Do you have any other storage rooms in the house? We talked about an attic being an upper one, and some people would use the basement as a lower one. Is there some other place that you would store things in the house? Or.
Wardrobes,
Okay.
which are it's a piece of furniture the same as a closet.
Okay.
And chests of drawers.
Okay.
And dressers.
Okay. What would be the difference between a chest of drawers and a dresser?
This is a chest of drawers.
Okay.
And a dresser.